And let's bring in KJZZ's Fronteras desk editor, Michel Marisco, who helped put this all together. Michel, the U.S. Border Patrol says 64,000 migrants were either apprehended or turned away from the border last month. And that's actually down 56% from May, when agents said they were overwhelmed by their jobs. Are these U.S. policies really deterring people from trying to move north?
People were definitely discouraged. You know, one of our stories in this series was in Guadalajara, where people had given up on the American dream and had instead turned to a Mexican version of that. I would point out that this is also a season where migration has traditionally declined. August and July are hot. And what we have seen in the past years is that migration tends to pick up in the spring, which it did this past year as well, and then start to drop off again and then start to increase again once the heat waves pass.
You were reporting in Yuma, Arizona, where crews are working on building more border fencing. Here's Border Patrol spokesman Jose Garibay.
There are areas that we've identified that are close to population centers, such as San Luis, Arizona, where we have a need for the 30-foot variant of the new replacement wall. But as we get out into the desert, there are areas that it is only 18 feet. But that's because we've identified the locations where we need the tallest wall as quickly as possible.
Michel, what can you tell us about the wall construction in this area? Is it just replacing that old wall, or is there a new wall that the president can point to as a campaign promise fulfilled?
Right. It's a great question. So there's two types of wall there currently. One of them is not a wall at all. It's a vehicle barrier. It's about 3-4 feet high. It's welded steel on rails of steel X's. It's meant to stop cars, but it's easy to climb or over. The other one, of course, is that old landing mat platform that the Clinton administration initially put up, right? Both of those are being replaced with this 30-foot high bollard-style wall with an anti-scaling panel at the top, buried, 6 to 10 feet in the ground. All of that is currently taking place. As far as what they're putting up new, it's almost become a semantics argument for people. Because what's going in new is replacing the vehicle barrier. That is definitely new. Replacing the old Vietnam War landing mat platform, that's not new.
Your perspective in this series is from migrants, but we know that Arizona is still a conservative state. What's your sense of how important this issue is to people who aren't directly impacted by migration and border issues?
As always, there's going to be people who are not directly impacted. Arizona has tended to lean Republican. People here stepped up. People in Pima County, which is a blue county, Maricopa County, people stepped up to help these migrants because there were so many of them that Immigration and Customs Enforcement have been dropping people off outside of a Greyhound bus station without any recourse or resources. It wasn't strictly blue voters who went out. There were people from many different walks of life who were going out and trying to lend a hand to these folks. That's one indication that, again, this is something everyone's discussing. As far as impacts, this isn't a question of illegal immigration from the 2000s, where people, had several dozens of people every night crossing through their land. This is a much quieter form of mass migration, even though the numbers are still really high.
Michel, you've been reporting along the border for many years here in Arizona, including for this series. From your view, how has it changed?
So one of the major changes is that this was a large population of people who wanted to be captured. And for years, undocumented immigrants through the U.S. Had wanted to evade apprehension, but the Border Patrol was the last people that they wanted to see. Now they're the first. That's one of the challenges that the Trump administration has been facing. The plan now is literally to just keep people out so they have nobody to ask asylum from unless they approach them at a port of entry. And then even that's very regulated now and metered. That is one of the largest changes that we've seen. In 2000, at the absolute height of undocumented immigration here through Arizona, we had a population the size of oh, Alaska, that came through this state, mm-hmm. and all trying to avoid capture. Now we had a population that was significantly less than that. You know, that was 500,000, but now wanting to turn themselves over to federal agents. That's a major distinction.
That's KJZZ's Fronteras Desk editor, Michel Marisco. He and a team of reporters just wrapped up a series called Tracing the Migrant's Journey, which spanned 7 locations from Honduras to Portland, Maine. We'll hear more this week, and we'll link you to the series at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much, Michel, for lending this perspective.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.